Godzilla of a powerboat that could not make up its mind whether to remain on the sea or become a guided missile. Built in Florida by the renowned West Bay Sun Ship Corporation, it boasted 5 staterooms and was just about the last word in luxury yachts. At least, for its size it was. The captain of Shades of Arabia, Hank Reynolds, out of Seattle, Washington, nearly had a heart attack every time Prince Khalid insisted on taking the helm. And this was a reaction that did not abate even on a calm, open sea. Prince Khalid had 2 speeds, flat out or stopped. He had 5 times been arrested for speeding in various French harbors along the Riviera. Each time he was fined heavily. Twice he ended up in jail for a few hours, and each time the king's lawyers bailed him out, on the last occasion paying a fine of $100,000. Prince Khalid was an expensive luxury for any family, by any standards. But he could not have cared less. And, anyway, he was certainly no different from all the other young scions of the House of Saud. Slipping his hand deftly around the waist of Adele, he nodded to the other 10 people in his entourage who were gathered around the roulette wheel playing for rather smaller stakes. They included his 2 minders, Rashid and Ahmed, both Saudis, 3 friends from Riyadh, and 5 young women, 2 of them Arabian, from Dubai and wearing Western dress. 3 of them of European royal lineage, similar to that of Adele. Outside the imposing white portals of the casino, 3 automobiles, 2 Rolls-Royces and 1 Bentley, slid immediately to the forecourt, attended by a uniformed doorman from the world's most venerable gaming house. Prince Khalid handed him a $100 bill, the equivalent of more than 2 barrels of oil on the world market, and slipped into the back seat of the lead car with Adele. Rashid and Ahmed, each of them highly paid servants of the king himself, also boarded the gleaming dark blue silver cloud, both of them in the wide front seat. The other 8 distributed themselves evenly among the other 2 cars, and Prince Khalid instructed his driver, "Sultan, we will not be returning to the Hermitage for a while. Please take us down to the boat." "Of course, Your Highness," replied Sultan, and moved off toward the harbor, followed line astern by the other 2 cars. 3 minutes later, they pulled up alongside Shades of Arabia, which rode gently on her lines in a flat, calm harbor. "Good evening, Your Highness," called the watchman, switching on the gangway light. "Will we be sailing tonight?" "Just a short trip, 2 or 3 miles offshore to see the lights of Monaco, then back in by 1 a.m., replied the prince. "Very good, sir," said the watchman, a young Saudi naval officer who had navigated one of the king's corvettes in the Gulf Fleet headquarters in Al Jubail. His name was Bandar, and he had been specifically selected by the CNC to serve as first officer on Shades of Arabia, with special responsibilities for the well-being of Prince Khalid. Captain Hank Reynolds liked Bandar, and they worked well together, which was just as well for Reynolds because 1 word of criticism about him from young Bandar would have ended his career. The Saudis paid exorbitantly for top personnel from the West, but tolerated no insubordination directed at the royal presence. Gathered in the magnificently presented stateroom, which contained a bar and a dining area for at least 12, Prince Khalid's party was served vintage Krug champagne from Dewey Magnums that cost around $250 each. On the dining room table, there were 2 large crystal bowls, 1 containing prime beluga caviar from Iran, about 3 pounds of it, never mind $100 an ounce. The other contained white powder in a similar quantity, and was placed next to a polished teak stand, upon which were set 12 small, hand-blown crystal tubes, each 1 4.5 inches long and as exquisitely turned as Adele's rear end. The contents of the 2nd bowl were approximately twice as expensive as the beluga. It was also in equal demand among the party. Including the cost of the 2 stewards in attendance, the refreshments in that particular stateroom represented the sale of around 600 barrels of Saudi crude on the International Petroleum Exchange in London. That was 6,600 gallons. Prince Khalid's lifestyle swallowed up gas faster than a Concorde. Right now he was blasting the white powder up his nostrils with his regular abandon. He really liked cocaine. It made him feel that he was the right-hand man of the King of Saudi Arabia, the only country...